Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. We are excited to be here the 20th of May, 2023. It is summertime rolling in, and we're excited about it. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, or it's 855-529-7234 if you want to call in and have our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, chit-chat with you about what is going on. Look, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. So don't set your bar too high, but we're going to have a good show today. I'm telling you, it's exciting. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, to read our disclaimers. Don't do it while you're driving. Do it late at night when you want to go to sleep, and 3 in the morning when you wake up. We're going to have a wonderful case or no case. That's where Cal Hunter, our illustrious producer, tries to stump us and tell us a scenario. And it's either a real case or it's not a real case. And then we have to try to determine the outcome. That's Todd and I. Today we're going to talk about Lori Vallow in Idaho. Yeah, just be prepared to be talking about Chad Dayville and Lori Vallow for a little while. But the latest there, book lawsuit in Florida, what that's all about. Varsity Blues, the ones where the parents were allegedly, or at least some found, giving universities money in order to get their kids in. There is some huge news on that issue. You thought it was over? No, it's not. Holmes, final, you know, everything. She's exhausted everything, but she's going to prison. And her final hoorah, what she's asking for now. Supreme Court comes down with a number of important rulings recently this past week. We're going to talk about those. I'm not going to get in detail. Man, I thought this was over too, but Epstein, lawsuits still concerning Epstein. If you don't know who he is, we'll discuss that. But Epstein's next. And why is Texas suing hotels? Does anybody know why Texas is suing hotels? We're going to tell you why, and then Todd's going to get into Haley Pullins. Pullins, General Hospital star. I don't know, is it Pullins or Pullis?
Yep.
Pullis? Well, I don't know. Pullis?
Pullis.
And then we're going to talk about one final thing that about prison that you would not believe what is happening with a lawsuit concerning the prisons. That one's the most bizarre one, and that's why we're leaving it to the end. Don't you hate that when you go to a concert, your favorite concert, and by the way, I'm getting older and I want to go home early, and they're playing everything that you don't care about until the last half hour? It drives you nuts, and that's what we're doing here.
It's the encore songs that come out, and you're like, oh, you know, if you'd have played that one in the first 20 minutes, I'd gotten some sleep.
I know. Well, not only that, I don't even mind, Todd. I don't even mind them saving, like, the good one for last or one or two. But there's some bands that they play the six top ones, the last six. You know what I mean? And it's like, come on, guys. Did you just fill in a little bit in the middle?
Probably because they don't want to be finishing the show with a stadium now that's only two-thirds full because everybody was thinking the exact same thing we are.
Oh, all right. This is play the song from the 80s so I can make it to the Sizzler buffet in time for dinner. I know it's only 4 o'clock.
By the way, I'm not in – No intent to impersonate Cal Hunter was meant by that.
By the way, I'm throwing it out there. I love Sizzler, and Sizzler has gone out. It keeps going out of business. They're the two that were near us in Sacramento, California, are both gone, to my knowledge.
Well, the franchises, right?
It's sad.
They're changing their name from Sizzler to Simmer. And
that's a good one.
Rare.
Yeah.
Well, and let's last night. By the speaking of. Let's go back to the concert thing, as the anecdotal things we're doing. Isn't it the worst? You know what the worst thing you can hear in going to an 80s, 90s concert with, you know, older people? What's the worst? I think Cal doesn't know this answer. I know Todd knows the answer.
Carole King?
What's the worst thing you can hear from the lead singer? The worst thing.
What?
Do you know this, Todd?
Do tell.
Cal, can you do a drum roll, Cal?
I would, except the computer is locked up right now.
He's always locked up with Cal. He's a locked up. All right, here it is. Here it is. The worst thing in the world you can hear is, and now from our new album.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the Paul McCartney trick. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've got a song I've written you don't care about. Beatles music coming up.
It's like, I don't want to listen to your new song. I want to listen to the last 40 number one hits that you had over the past 40 years, you know?
Or when you take your kid to a concert and it's a band that was popular when you were in the 80s and your kid says, you know, that song sounds a lot like what I heard in the elevator on the way up here.
Didn't they play that at the Raley's when we were buying rutabagas?
That's us. Anyway, we're going to talk about some interesting things as we go forward. You know what? Some interesting things about music, and I want to bring this up. I just watched the documentary. I know it's been around on Tower Records. And if you guys want to listen or watch the most interesting documentary about business, about the, I'm going to call it the cult culture of the LP and records, that Tower Records is an absolute awesome Netflix program that shows from the very beginning of Russ, I can't remember Russ's last name, but Russ is his first name that founded it, started in Sacramento, California, started not too far from where we are.
And it was huge.
And it went worldwide.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of things I didn't know. I guess I'm going to tell you the punchline, though. Not all the punchline, but some of them are still going today. But talk about going from billions of dollars in sales to complete bankruptcy goes to the issue of businesses where you better adjust your sales. And then not only that, and they did bring up the issue, and this is, I'm not giving it away, debt, high debt, you know, when you go into high debt. And you know as well as I do, Cal, you've been in the business for a long time, and Todd and I know this. It turns so fast from LPs to discs, CDs, to, oh, CDs will be there forever, to, you know, then Napster comes, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're done.
LPs, cassettes, CDs, streaming, download, and profit goes from $15 a unit, like in an album,
right,
to 15 cents in a download.
That's exactly right. And what was happening, too, is you've got people who, I only want one song. I don't want to buy a whole album. So guess what? For 99 cents, they'll go buy it.
Which is what it used to be back in the 50s and the 60s. You'd go out and you'd get that little 45. It was singles. Then it all went to LPs. You know, another industry that's similar to that, I tell my kids that I used to work at a video store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. And like a Blockbuster thing?
And they are, well, what's that? Yeah. What is a video store?
Blockbuster was massive.
Yeah.
Tells you sell, right? Like, we're off topic, but I just love business, and it's no different than Clubhouse. If you know social media, Clubhouse was huge. It was worth, they got offered $4 billion from Twitter at one time.
Clubhouse?
That's exactly. Cal doesn't even know what that
I've
is.
I've never heard of it.
But
isn't
it's like
weird?
It's a social network where you go in and talk about topics, and it's almost defunct. I mean, it's just like there's hardly any people using it or listening to it.
Wow.
Anyway, we got a lot of cool stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to do a case or no case when we come back. Cal's going to try to stump us, and then we'll get into Lori Vallow in Idaho. We'll be back.
All right, heads up to our affiliates. We will not be airing any commercials this break the way it looks, but we will make sure that we leave on time and come back on time, which is a shock for many of you. Anyway, stay tuned as Radio Law Talk proceeds here. Our first break is coming up in 15 seconds from now. Stay tuned.
He never talked about it. And my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, Dad, you gotta get help.
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
And Frederick Penny, guys.
All right. We're going to talk about Doomsday Mom Lori Vallow in a little bit. But before we do that, we asked Cal Hunter if he's got his music for Case or No Case. He does.
Nope. I got Radio Long Talk music because, Windows Hostage. Here we go. All right. Our first Case or No Case today, Andrea Feliz works at a fast food restaurant in San Jose, California. It was a Sunday night, and her boss, Hakeem Kingsley, informed Andrea that she had a mandatory training meeting Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Andrea said, well...
You can turn the music off, Kel.
Yeah, I will. And thank you.
Yeah.
Andrea said, okay, but I will have 39 hours on the clock by then, and so two of those hours will be overtime, and you have a no-overtime policy, so how's that going to work? Oh, and besides, she said, I have an appointment Tuesday night. Sorry, can't make it. Hakeem said, oh, no, you'll make it. Yeah, it's mandatory. And by the way, nobody's getting paid for attending this meeting. It's a training meeting, not work. She reminded him that theirs is a transactional relationship, hours for money and money for time. And he said, you need to make certain sacrifices for your job, so just be there. End of discussion. She didn't go. He cut her loose. And she said, thank you. That's interesting. My next stop is not going to be at the unemployment office. It's going to be to the Department of Labor Relations because what you've done here isn't right. Yes, I'm going to ask them if I have a case or no case. Todd, what do you think about this?
What do I think about this? Well, first off, if she goes to the – was this was California?
Yep, San Jose.
San Jose, okay. So if she goes to the labor – Department of Labor Relations, the Labor Board, whatever that agency
those people,
is.
Yeah.
If she goes there, they will file. I mean, they will file and investigate whether or not there's merit to it. I mean, I don't see them going, yeah, you don't have a case. I see them saying, yes, you may have a case. We will go ahead and file and then leave it up to you to present the evidence to see if there's something to support it, right? It's also a prerequisite. You have to file first and then get a right to sue letter if you want to pursue it on your own through a private attorney. And they say, okay, great. Well, we don't have to deal with it.
So, have at it. Yeah.
So it is a case. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to say that Hakeem, as odd as this sounds, prevails. And the reason why is because she didn't go to the meeting. Now, he can say it's a mandatory meeting. He can say you have to go. But she is saying, well, you weren't going to pay me for it. You weren't going to do this. In order for her to perfect that claim, she would have had to actually go to the meeting, have the hours, incur the overtime, and then sue him for the unpaid wage for the hours that she spent going, because she is right. If he requires her to go to training, that has to be paid training. If it bumps her to where she's over 40 hours in the week, then he has to pay the overtime for that. The problem is, by skipping the meeting, she never incurred those hours, and therefore, he didn't have an obligation. She doesn't have a claim because she skipped the meeting. In fact, because it was mandatory, she was required to go. He would be justified in terminating her because she didn't go to a meeting that he called that was a mandatory meeting. So, case, she loses.
So you're saying go to the meeting and worry about the details afterward is the error made in that.
That's the error she made.
Fred Penny, what say you?
Wow, I don't have to do anything now.
No, you're done. Go home, everybody.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was easy.
Unless I'm wrong.
No, actually, it was clearly you have to pay him for their training. And that's part of your employment, and you got to pay him. Yes, you have to pay him overtime. By the way, California, every state's different. You look at it. California, some states do overtime per week. So 40 hours a week, if they work 41 hours, guess what? It's overtime for 1 hour. But in California, if one day, let's say you work 35 hours in a week, but one of the days you worked 9 hours, you get 1 hour of overtime for the day. So they look at California per day overtime. And so it's more restrictive to employers. And that's why a lot of companies move out of California, by the way, because the overtime rules are extremely strict. And a lot of EDD rules and regulations in California are extremely strict, hence the people moving out of California, the businesses moving out of California. So the answer is she would win for sure. Just like Todd said, this is a for sure a scenario. The question is this a scenario or a full-blown case? And that's what I'm going to have to try to figure out. And you're right, Todd. They would have lost because she didn't perfect. You just needed to show up and say, when he didn't pay the overtime, then that's when you argue. You can't argue, you know, hey, you got fired because you didn't show up, not because of you weren't going to be paid. So the question is this a case or a scenario? So you say it's a case.
Yep.
She wins.
I say case and she loses because she didn't show up.
I mean, she loses because she didn't show up, which I agree 100%. The question is it a scenario or not? Cal, which way should I go? Which side do you
think? If it were me, Fred, I would go case or scenario. That's what I would do.
Okay, all right.
Wait to narrow that one down there, Cal.
Oh, my gosh, I'm pulling a – you know what? Denise is gone, so I'm going to try to make sure that we both score a lot. So I'm going to stick with Todd. I'm going to say it is an actual case, and she loses because she does not show up, Cal, and that's the reason she does not show up. And that's what I think – the reason, let me tell you why I'm bringing that up.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy because it's so obvious, you think, and it's so straightforward. The first thing we start talking about, I was like, gut reaction was, well, obviously she's going to win that one, and you got to pay for the, when they show up to training, that's part of it. But I think that's the trickery here is Cal is like saying it sounds so obvious.
I mean, he set it up to really vilify the employer.
Right.
You know, even the presentation was such that it was really set up to make the employer look bad.
All right, when we come back, Cal.
The state's EDD.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
And it's in California. So when we come back, Cal's going to tell us what happened in California. Look at your state, those employers listening. Look at your state and figure out, you know, is the hourly per day, per month, per week? And there's different rules. You got to pay for training. Some, you know, some don't. Here's the other thing, by the way, I'm going to throw out there. What about when they travel? Do you have to pay them overtime for travel? Ooh, big question.
Are the hours in the car considered working?
And you have to pay them the full amount. There's rules there, by the way. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Don't worry about this spot play. We've got bad problems on my end, but they're not your problems. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
USA News Update. No news is not necessarily good news in Washington.
President Biden and Republicans remain far apart on the debt ceiling as the June 1st deadline looms. Lawmakers briefly resumed talks after they were put on pause earlier Friday.
Jerry Barmash reporting Congress needs to raise the debt limit by June 1st to avoid a default. Nebraska lawmakers have passed a 12-week abortion ban and restricted gender-affirming health care for those under the age of 19. The measure would make it illegal for medical providers to perform an abortion after 12 weeks, except in rare circumstances, and also bans medical treatments such as hormone treatments and puberty blockers. Minnesota's governor has signed a historic gun safety bill into law.
The measure signed Friday establishes universal background checks for private gun sales. It also puts so-called red flag laws into place.
That's Karen Sloan, Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
RadioLawTalk.com. We're back, case or no case. Cal, go ahead and lay out what the facts were again about this very interesting wage and hour or EDD claim about
that. All right, employee. Fast food worker ordered to go to a mandatory meeting. She said, I can't. I have another appointment. He said, you must. It's required. It's required training. She said, well, so I'll be on overtime. Then he said, well, we have a no overtime policy. And by the sides, nobody else is getting paid anyway. And she said, I disagree. So she didn't go to the meeting. He terminated her. And now she went to the Employment Development Department people and said, hey, I think this is a bad thing. What do you think? Do I have a case or no case? And Todd said, yes. And Hakeem prevails, the company. Fred said, same what thing. Todd said, good with me. Well, here's the answer. You can be sure that Hakeem went to a training meeting after this for managers after the case came back against his company from the Employment Development Department. He was informed that employees are to be paid when there is required attendance, so every employee, they got fined for every employee that had to go to that meeting, not just her who did not go, but every employee who did because they opened a case on it. Case, Hakeem's company loses. Labor relations make sure they are appropriately fined. I don't have the amount, but I know it wasn't appropriate.
Wow, because you know what's interesting, Cal, is the fact that she didn't show up was right with but the fact, I guess maybe because he said it, if there's proof that he said you're not getting paid via email or evidence. Yeah,
see, that's the question I have. He got fined for every employee that went that
who
didn't get
did
paid.
Show up. Who
right,
did,
but did he get fined for her?
Yes.
No. Because she didn't show up.
No. No.
So if he didn't get fined for her, then
as to her,
as to you, the way you laid it out, which is her case, he wins.
Yeah.
See, Todd's getting technical on me. Here's
the
deal.
I think you're right.
The company had to pay the money, so in my view, they lost. And that, ladies and
gentlemen, but did they lose when it came to her?
They didn't lose when it came to her.
Not to her specifically.
Well, then we get our points.
No. Okay, so
what?
That
all is, right, all right. Do we get? By the way, since we get here, do we get double points or no? Because Denise,
yes, of course, double
okay,
points.
So we right. both get 2 points.
All right.
Because you said it was
yep.
case.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
You each get 2 points for the case.
All right.
Next time, what would you do? Now, Fred, you drive a fairly nice car.
Yes.
What
fairly.
Would you do if you took your FNC, that's fairly nice car, to the dealership for service, and you went back and they said, we lost it? What would you do?
There are fairly nice cars, and then there are fairly nice cars.
Well, if they lost, I'd say, great, give me the new one. Give me the new version. I'll take that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we'll tell you what they said because they tried to do that. But that, ladies and gentlemen, pending the resurrection of my audio computer, that is...
Case...
Or no case. Case or no case.
Right. No!
And now back to the show.
Here all right. All right. Here we go. So, look, those of you who have been following the show, there's a few cases that we follow, and one is the Lori Vallow, Chad Daybill case, and that is the individuals that okay, let me back up. Lori, because Chad Daybill is innocent until proven guilty because he is still – his case is pending. But Lori was found guilty of – basically offering her daughter and her son, and now she is is it's so funny. Everything around this lady and him, people just seem to die. You notice that? People just seem to die. And so now she's got a vacation scheduled to go to Arizona.
Last time I saw this kind of mayhem, it was the Clinton administration.
Oh, but,
oh sorry. Sorry.
That was a low blow. Okay. Anyway, Don's going to be off here. Anyway, long story short,
it's true, but
so no, we can't say that.
No,
it's not true. We don't say that's true. We say that's a theory of someone, but not of us.
The last time I heard these kind of allegations with a lot of evidence.
And a bunch of dead people.
All right. Well, that's all conjecture.
Conjecture, yes.
All right, here we go. So we're talking about Mom Lori Vallow. Lori Vallow, here's the situation with Lori. She's now heading back for vacation to Phoenix, Arizona. Vacation to Phoenix, Arizona to face conviction. Well, she's going to be tried for the death of, or at least... as a conspirator in the death of Chad Daybell's wife. And so they're going back for that one.
Well, no. She's already been – Chad Daybell's wife.
Yes.
She's already been convicted of that. She's already been convicted
in Idaho.
In connection in Idaho for the death of her children and conspiracy to kill Chad Daybell's wife. Now she's going back to Arizona.
Right, for another one.
Because of the death of her husband that – He was shot and killed by her brother who claimed self-defense, but now they've reopened.
That. Okay, now they also are reopening. There's the niece.
Yes.
The niece's ex-husband of Lori Daybell. She's going back for that also, possibly.
That is
of
true.
The attempted murder of the niece's ex-husband. All right, you got the flow chart ready, everybody out there? So that one, she's going back for. So it's interesting how, as the news reports, you know, come up that after she was found guilty of offing her children, they're talking about there, and they're doing a a press conference, and they're saying, okay, there's still two more charges, up three. This other lady pops up that has to do with somehow the niece. Up three, so...
And the kicker on this one is the guy's name is Brandon Bordeaux, and he is the ex-husband of Lori Vallow's niece, and she is accused, I don't know if it's come to full charges, but she's accused, and they're investigating her involvement in a plot to kill him. He testified in her trial, in the trial in Idaho that just ended.
Well, here's the interesting thing about that, too. And by the way, I looked them up. What a handsome couple with children, three children. She's her niece is beautiful physically. I'm sure she's a nice person also, and he's a handsome guy. I mean, it's just like they just – but here's another thing that I found. And I remember this, but I want to bring it up. It talks about Chad Daybell, Lori Vallow's fourth husband. Man, she had four. This is number four, I guess. I guess one of them got off. I mean, but
well, look,
number four.
Listen, everybody has to have a hobby. Well, clearly, marriage was Lori's.
The way she looked at the jury after the conviction came down, I'm wondering to myself, do they feel safe now?
Oh,
with all the people she's taken out, do they feel safe? Good question, right?
Well, isn't that crazy?
She is
the Black
in
Widow. The Black Widow.
Yes.
Right.
So anyway, that's what's going on there. There's going to be more of this. That's just a little update on what's going on. She's only 49. I'll tell you, I've seen, again, pictures. She's, once they go to jail, they can't use all the makeup. She just looks a little bit more, I'm going to say, how do I say this politically correct? Hammered or a little more?
Let's just say she could use a new business I've decided to open called County Jail Makeover.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just not as.
They don't allow the Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram filters.
Filters or all the makeup maybe too. So I don't know.
Or maybe it's a jailbird filter that does that
too. I'm not quite sure what's going on. And by the way, do we know where she's going to jail? Is she going to Texas, too, just like, that Texas low – well, no, Texas is the low-security one where possibly We've got Elizabeth Holmes going, and so isn't what's the name of the gal that is friend that was involved with the billionaire that was flying around? God, I just spaced the name. Come on, guys, the one we talked.
Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maxwell. Where I think she's up in Texas too, isn't she at that?
No, I thought she was in. She might be. She might be down there.
I think
maybe the Martha Stewart luxury prison. Maybe.
I don't know.
No. So here's how my odd.
Baltimore federal charges. These are Idaho charges. She was convicted of.
That's
right?
True too.
Here's how my odd brain works.
Here we go.
Because I'm thinking to all of this. I mean, it was when you mentioned Fred the pictures of Lori Vallow without the makeup.
Right.
And what I want to know is. When was the first time Chad Daybell saw Lori Vallow without makeup? Because if it was after all the events that he is alleged to have participated in, and after they get married, and if they waited until the next morning he wakes up and looks over, and if that's the image that he saw, is it that at that point that he goes, I may have made a grave error?
I think they both make grave errors.
Reminds me of the comedian when he walks along and got a deer over his shoulder, fishing game warden comes up and says, what's that on your shoulder? And he goes, ah! Right? I mean, I'm sure that's what Chad Daybell does.
That's what my wife does. Yeah. All right, we'll be back. We'll talk about Florida's book ban, supposedly. This is an interesting one, and we're going to be following this also.
This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Koonin and Fred Penny. Stay tuned. The show continues in a bit.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
One of the biggest and most important thing in our country is the, Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, but, you know, freedom of speech, right? And that's a huge issue. And a huge issue has always been book burnings, you know, in Germany and stuff like that. What books should be banned and not banned, you know, because we have freedom of speech, right?
Yep.
And so the big issue here now, it's not just that. And this is a tough one. It's a tough balancing act. But what about the children and what's taught in schools and the books that go to school? That, I think, and again, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but there are some protections there and what books can or cannot be put there. You can't put porn books there. You know, you can't do that. You can't do a lot of things that are inappropriate, put it in the schools with children. But there's clearly this fight now that's going on where we got the LGBTQs plus books that are, state of Florida is saying are inappropriate for children and should not be in there.
Well, it was in one county.
Yeah, in Florida. And so now, of course, there's a number of, I'm going to say publishers, but there's also individuals. I don't know. I'm not thinking well today. But there's also individuals that are filing also to protect these books and allowing them to be in school systems. But where do you draw the line in putting in school systems where there's small children, the availability of absolutely, you know, where do you draw the line of
it's not difficult. Books. I don't think.
What is it?
I think we're trying to make it difficult. Books that depict sexual acts photographically or descriptive, is that appropriate for a third grader? Probably not.
Right.
If a parent wants that child to have that, let them go to the public library, check out the book, bring it home, and
right.
go over that with their children at home.
Right.
Is it the school's job to have that available? That's the question. To me, this isn't that difficult.
But where do you draw the line? Where is it? You know, everyone's like, you know, okay, well, if it's showing, how to transition from male to female and all that type of stuff, and you know,
let the parents draw the line. It's their job.
Not the schools. Yeah,
it's their job.
Yeah, where do you go ahead, Todd?
Well, I was going to say that the thing that makes this difficult. Like, I get where Cal's coming from, where he says it should be easy, but it's really not, because if you have a governmental agency. And a school district would fall under the purview of being a governmental agency, and there is any encroachment on free speech, well, that's going to be subject to a test that the Supreme Court has said applies to these type of encroachments, free speech being what we're talking about here, and that is they apply the test called strict scrutiny. which right. means that the governmental action has to be narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling governmental interest. And so the question here is, you want to leave it up to the parents, and I get that. It's just that, well, that doesn't really matter. That doesn't really fit the test for strict scrutiny, because you're going to have some parents that say, I'm okay with my kid looking at that.
Good.
And you're going to have other parents say, well, hold on, Cal.
Yeah.
Just hold your jets here. You have other parents that say, no, I'm not okay. Well, that's fine, but the parents aren't the ones being sued as the gatekeepers for what the kids get to see. The one being sued is the governmental agency. And so, you know, what test is the governmental agency, the school district, supposed to employ? Now, I get it. We refer to certain things as clearly. I mean, you couldn't go and take a video that you would get at your adult bookstore, your adult video store, and put it in the library. I think everybody would say, clearly, that is not appropriate. Right?
Children's, the school library.
Yeah, the school library.
Public library, maybe. I don't know.
But what about that? But there is a one of the books that is banned is a book that's entitled The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I don't really know what that book is about, but I can tell you
some stuff that's pretty controversial.
And I can tell you, but on its face, when I look at the title of the book and maybe even what the cover of the book, you'd really have to get into the weeds to see what that book, what is it that is objectionable, and is that content something that the government could say, we have a compelling interest in not allowing this in, and it gets difficult.
What's in the government's interest in allowing it, other than protecting unfettered free speech, which among children has never been an unfettered right? For example, school newspapers. They cannot just put anything in school newspapers they wish. So, good question.
I like the way you phrased that question, Cal.
Thank you.
Because you said, what is in the government's interest in allowing this? Now, here's the thing that you really need to consider when it comes to your rights under the First Amendment, in any of the Bill of Rights. Those protections are protections against governmental encroachment. The Bill of Rights should not be viewed as something that the government is saying, we have benevolently allowed you to do this. The Bill of Rights focuses on
endowed by our Creator.
Stop interrupting me here.
Okay, sorry.
The Bill of Rights acts as a check to prevent governmental encroachment.
Right.
So free speech cannot be encroached, and when government comes in to prohibit or encroach it, they got to have a reason. So you default to.
And it's got to be a pretty strict reason, pretty high end. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I want to bring in. There's maybe a little bit of a difference is whether or not these are in the school library or if they're taught to the children. So, okay, let's assume it's just in the school library. That's not necessarily teaching the children. Do the children have access to it? Yes, they do. But they have access, I guess, to the same books out in the public library. But if it's actually those books they're using to teach the children, that's another step. And that's what I don't know here, whether or not they're using these books to teach the children or they're just sitting in the library.
But if they're not, why would they be there? I mean, if they're not being used in a destructive position.
Oh, no, there's a lot of books in the
reference.
Yeah, they're just sitting there just as if they want to go to, you know. They don't teach Penryn Boy's book. That's my book that I wrote that sits in Penryn Library.
Now, here's the thing that I see with this lawsuit. You know, there's a certain thing that says always follow the money. And this is what I see with the lawsuits we're talking about. This lawsuit is being brought jointly by Pen America and Penguin Random House. Those are both publishing companies.
Huge. Penguin's huge.
Yeah. Now, look, I get that those companies might be concerned about the individual book that you could find both in the library or that you could find in the classroom, a book that the teacher is reading to the class, because it's one book, maybe five books, whatever. But I think the big concern here for these publishing companies are the textbooks that might have this stuff come in, because those textbooks, that's where they make their money, is selling a textbook. You sell a textbook to a school, now you're selling hundreds of them to the school because every kid has to have one. And I think that the lawsuit is aimed at keeping the textbooks from being encroached under a book ban or a book burning ban or whatever they've got, because that's where it's going to hit their bottom line.
Well, and here's the other issue. Bottom line, I watched Tower Records again. I told about Netflix. Are they going to be using books in the next 10, 15 years, these kids? Maybe not. Books might be out. I mean, all this book stuff might be out, and it's all going to be on the internet based, right? And it's all going to be online, and they might not even have books anymore using the school.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to follow this. This is something that continues to happen, and it's a balancing act. It seems like everything's a balancing act. Isn't that correct? And that's what we do. But we jump into, and we're not going to have a lot of time to go over this because this is kind of important. We have followed along what's called Varsity. It's the nickname Varsity Blues. And the nickname is about these fairly wealthy people. And I've made arguments, and I'm going to make my argument again because we haven't talked about it in a while. These fairly wealthy people that are giving, quote, donations to the schools, and their kids are getting in these schools. And my argument is, so what if a person gives $10 million for a new engineering building that all children and school kids can enjoy if their kid gets in that school? That's good for the public good, right? That's for the public good. But a lot of people go, oh, look, that means the rich people get to do what they want. Well, you know what? A lot of the rich people sure help build a lot of universities and donate to universities all the time. That's what an appeals court looked at here on these Varsity Blues cases. When we'll be back hour two. We're going to cover it after we do another case or no case.
It's the Ed Hemingway building, Fred. Ed Hemingway. Oh, Ed Hemingway, was he a writer? Yeah, he wrote a big check.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be back. Radio Law Talk. We'll continue. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.